Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Be careful today.
Why? What's wrong?
Friday the 13th.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I didn't even know that. Why would you tell me that?
Yep, Friday the 13th.
Gee whiz,
now, you're not
Wally.
Superstitious, are you?
No, but I don't love it.
I don't love it either. Yeah, I wrote it down last night.
Yeah, I did not know
I
that.
Didn't realize it either. I'm reading through one of my feeds and something about the 13th, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, tomorrow's Friday. Friday the 13th. You're not seeing it in a lot of places.
No, you're not.
Morning.
Well, I think because everything is going on with Israel and all that stuff, nobody wants to bring up any more bad news.
There's enough bad news
out
there.
Right?
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. I thought we'd go through some of these things that are in town this weekend. Things
okay.
going on.
There's a lot.
And it's Father's Day weekend.
Oh, it's what?
It's Father's Day weekend.
I don't think that, you know what? I'm pretty sure that when Mother's Day weekend was around, we never mentioned it as much as we've mentioned Father's Day weekend.
Bull.
No, we didn't.
Bull crap.
We just said there's going to be Mother's Day weekend.
No.
You've said it for 2 weeks now.
Mother's Day weekend. For Mother's Day, I mentioned that twice that week. Two times. Nice and loud, okay?
Right.
So do not go there
okay.
with me.
All right, my bad.
It is Father's Day weekend,
what
by the way.
What is it? Is it Father's Day weekend?
Yes, take care of Dad. Dear old Dad, he loves cash. These events, what I'm saying is this, that if you're looking for something to do.
There's so much going on.
It's Friday, the weekend,
so nice.
Summer, it's officially here. Come on, man. Let's get out and do something, okay?
Are you talking to yourself?
I feel like that's a pep talk.
And me too.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Kinda.
Right. I like it.
All right.
Like it.
So let's start with Saturday first. Well, let's start with what's going on right now.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
It started yesterday as Parker Days.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now,
big
I've
deal.
Never been. You've been,
I've
so
been
you
one
can
time.
Explain
Have
that.
Have you been?
Oh, yeah. We go every year.
Oh, you do?
It's awesome.
It's so great for kids. I mean, it's great for adults, too. But
Do they have carnival rides?
Yep.
Yeah, they have everything.
Do they?
Yep.
Do they have the corn dogs?
Corn dogs?
Cakes.
Corn cakes.
You got it all, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have, like, sideshows? Like, you can pay a quarter, go in and see, the hairiest woman in the world or something?
No.
They do have one of, like, they have, like, a fun house that you can go through.
Some places
have... They
have
a mirror house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well...
not the hairiest. I think they got rid of those. There was this thing called politically correct.
No hairy women.
Yeah.
How can a hairy woman be not politically correct?
And the smallest man in the world. Like,
yeah.
And all that.
Smallest
that.
Midget.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. But anyway, it's a great event. They have thousands and hundreds of thousands of people to show up, right?
It's very big.
It's a 4-day event, right?
Yes.
Started yesterday.
Big
all right.
deal.
Now, Saturday. Now, if you want to take Dad down to Parker Days, he'll have a blast down there. There's no hairy woman, but he'll have a blast at it. Saturday.
Wait, can I ask you guys something? I'm knowing what we know now from the internet. Will you guys get on carnival rides? I mean, e-liches are like, they have to be certified and they're, you know.
Tested.
I'll go to Disney World. I'll go to e-liches. I'll go to those. But will you guys, knowing what you know now based on the internet, will you get on those rides?
Yes and no.
Okay, what's yes the yes?
The yes is if it's like in Elitch Gardens, is what you're saying. Which
but
is
Parker Days rides.
Checked,
No.
I'm not getting on the Parker Day rides.
I do, but I watch it. I watch it actually. Like, I watch people go on it at least like, two times before I
before
go
you get on it.
And I'm like, all right, if things, this thing's going to break, it's going to break in the next two goes.
So
and then I'll go.
For some reason, I feel like the Ferris wheel is okay because it's so slow.
Yeah.
So the breakage and the carnage will be slow.
As you tumble down from the top.
Yeah, and that maybe I can catch another seat.
I don't think I'd even do the state fair.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's probably...
It's carnies.
Still,
yeah. I'm not going with the carnies, man. Yeah. I got a feeling they get all liquored up in their trailer at night.
Well, the one... Did you guys see the one that it goes in a circle or whatever, and they had to stop it? All the people had to stop it because it was just going and going, and they all got up there and stopped it.
Yeah. I'm even very hesitant on those ones that they have out in Vegas that go out over the edge of the hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Okay, I'm not a big fan of the Lakewood or Lakeside.
I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, Lakeside's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's there, but is it open?
Yeah. And trust me, that roller coaster, the wooden one, man, your neck is never the same.
Oh, it jerks you. It's like hitting a wall.
And then my son was on the airplane ride that goes in a circle, you know, he's like five, and all they do is put a little rope with a clip on, and he was done, he was bored, because he just goes in a circle. And he's like, I want out, and he's getting out, and I'm telling the guy, turn it off! Because it's just a clip with a rope.
So funny you say that, because the North Pole, I don't know if you guys realize, but the North Pole in Colorado Springs is open year round. So they have like a ton of rides, and they got some sketchy ones on there. Like I went on a couple with Little Debbie. I was like, we might fall off. This might be it.
Well, Lakeside, every time I go by there, the place is closed. Okay. I've never seen it open. I've never seen that place open. And my mother-in-law lives in that neighborhood over there. I'll say this. Not only would I not ride those rides at Lakeside, I don't even like to drive by the place. Okay, it's dangerous there.
No, everybody brings their own food. They have big picnics and everything. We all went. We all brought our own food. I mean, that part of like the family experience is really cool. The rides, not so much.
Yeah, it looks pretty rickety over there. All right, next on the list is Downtown Littleton Block Party. Now, somebody ran into me just the other day, and they said this thing is back for the first time since COVID. And that it's going to be huge this year. So that might be something in that neighborhood that you might want to go to. Also on Saturday, let me look here, the Renaissance Festival.
Huzzah!
That's easy,
There's no elephants. I'm not going.
By the way, tickets are $30 for adults.
Oof. That seems a little steep, doesn't it?
Does seem steep, doesn't it? And then even for kids, it's 14.
I mean... I've only gone once, and we just walked around. What else is there to do?
I mean, you spend a lot of money while you're in there. Beer and turkey legs.
But, I mean, I just walked around. I saw a sword fight.
Yeah, I mean, they got shows, various shows, and they've got some activities.
They got
like
the joust?
Games. Yeah.
Dude, you can throw... My favorite thing is they got this guy in a stockade. You can throw tomatoes at him.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
You can pay to do it. Yeah.
It was so packed, I couldn't find anything.
That's always the longest line. It takes like 20 minutes to get to him, but it's so fun. He insults you while you're throwing tomatoes at him.
We should do that with you in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I would do that.
We should put you down in the parking lot, put a bushel of tomatoes down there.
All right.
Have listeners come by and take a shot at you.
Let's do it.
That'd be a great little gift.
We should have kicked off the Renaissance Festival.
We got to remember that for next year, man, to plaster you with some tomatoes.
You won't write it down, and if you do, you won't find the notebook.
Exactly.
No. You're right.
All right, next is Sunday, Juneteenth Music Celebration.
Okay.
It's the music festival, and that's in the historic Five Points neighborhood. When did they start adding the historic to Five Points?
I don't know. But it makes it sound more prestigious.
It does.
Yeah,
because
when I
first moved here, it wasn't historic.
It was just five points.
And you didn't go there.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it's historic.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Well, I like it.
A little celebration. Yeah. And then the biggie of the weekend, tickets still available. Post Malone and Jelly Roll. Going to be at the stadium. All right.
And then just expect, because Carson and I are both going to that concert, Monday it'll be the BJ and Spadel show.
Yeah.
Woo! Good luck, you two.
It's all ours, buddy.
It's going to be fun.
Because I'll be on that couch sleeping.
And don't forget, Father's Day weekend.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah. Father's Day.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app, I don't know about you, but I am blown away, and I keep just reading and reading and reading about this guy that survived that plane crash in India. That is the wildest thing ever. 244 people on that plane, everybody but one One guy in seat 11A survived.
That is so bizarre. And how did he get out of the building? It was on fire.
Here's what he claims, okay? He was talking yesterday from the hospital. Yeah, he's talking. He's fine. He's going to be okay. He's the only guy that got out of there. He says the plane went in at an angle. His side that he was on the bottom floor of the building, on the first floor. The rest of the plane on the other side was up second and third story of the building, and they were trapped by debris. He was in an open area, and for some reason, the door on the plane where he was sitting next to blew off before they hit the building.
Wow.
They have video of the door flying off. I don't know if it was cabin pressure. I don't know what caused it, but a door flew off. That's what saved him.
So what's crazy is yesterday TMZ had the whistleblower on, the guy that talked about the 737s. Remember the Air the Max Air, all uh-huh. that seven, and the seven. Well, he also named the, which one is that? 780, what's that
one? So 787 Dreamliner.
Right. So he also brought up the whistleblower. This was an interview in, I don't know what year it was, a couple of years ago. He said, I'm worried about the 787 too. He said, because they only check themselves. Mechanics don't have people now that come and check their work. They only write down on a piece of paper that they completed the task. They don't have anybody over them anymore because they don't think they need to. And so he said, I'm worried about the 787, what's going on with them. And guess what happened then?
Mm-hmm. What?
He took his own life.
The whistleblower did?
Yes.
I remember all this.
He did.
Yeah,
and
right.
then they sued Boeing for his family did sue, and then they quietly paid him off.
But this is the first accident ever for the 787.
For the Dreamliner?
Yeah. So I don't know. But it is interesting that he took his life and he was the whistleblower. Let me read what this guy said from the hospital, okay? Remember, this guy walked away. He literally walked away from this plane crash. He said, quote, I don't know how I came out alive. For a while, I thought I was about to die. But when I opened my eyes, I was alive. And I opened my seatbelt. I got out of there. The side where I was seated fell to the ground floor of the building. There was some space there. When the door broke, I saw the space and I jumped out. The door must have broken in air or on impact. Not sure. There was a wall on the opposite side. Those people couldn't get out.
Weird.
Wow. He was
the only one. Why didn't the other people around him get out?
They were gone. He said they were gone. All he saw was bodies.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. God, but how this one man walks out of the... And all you see of this airplane is the tail.
Yeah.
It just stuck in the building, just like a dart.
And they're not sure what happened because they said the flaps were put in the landing position. The flaps on the airplane were placed in the landing position, and they never pulled up their landing gear. So when they took off, you know how their landing gear retracts up into the body? They kept those down the whole time, and the flaps were wrong.
Hmm.
So something wacky.
Sounds like human error in some way. Yeah. I don't know how, but this guy, man, he needs to go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, he does.
Quick.
That's unbelievable.
All right, BJ and Jamie will be...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, this is great. If you're looking to take dad out for Father's Day.
Oh, my God.
There's a...
Oh, my God.
No, there, you ever heard...
Okay, you know what?
Have you
we
ever
got
heard...
it. It's Father's
have
Day.
You,
week.
Have you ever heard of the James Beard Awards?
Of course I have.
James Beard, they're the tops, man. It's the Oscars when it comes to restaurants. There are four restaurants here in town that made the finalists for this year's awards, and I thought that, you know, with Father's Day weekend being here, that if we
hey,
went through
Spadil,
this...
will you start keeping a account of
a
how
tally?
Many times? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, because I think we're at 100 so far.
Easily.
I'm just pointing out
yeah,
that
really, let's,
this is a
you
good...
never can. I've brought up those awards before. I've brought up all this before, and you've been like, nobody cares, Jamie. But
are
all of a sudden...
you kidding? I've always been a big fan of the James Beard Awards.
Beard.
Yeah. Bird. Yeah. I've always been a big
you've
fan.
You've always been like, I don't even know what that means.
No.
Just go eat where it's good. But now all of a sudden, because it's Father's Day weekend.
This list just coincidentally came out on Father's Day weekend, okay? Uh-huh. I thought it would be nice to share it because we have some really high-honored restaurants here.
Wait, what?
Whatever.
What are they? Who
Take
are
that.
They? Yeah. Who are they?
Let's see here.
Oh, you don't even have the names ready?
Yeah, I do.
I just want to talk about Father's
Day. I just put them to the side when you started scolding me is all. All right. For Father's Day weekend,
yeah,
guys.
Father's Day weekend.
There's one in Boulder. It's called Frasca's Food and Wine. 5-star, they say.
Frasca. Is that Frasca. The one on the cliff?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Okay.
But they're top notch, man. There's a.
Did you just give me a thumbs up?
Yeah, top notch.
Top notch. Just gave me a thumbs up. You guys top can't notch. Even see that. He's like, yeah. Jamie.
It's like on a commercial.
Right. I know.
Guys, this is really important. It's Father's Day weekend.
You are
right,
wound
listen.
Up.
Listen.
Yeah.
Denver's Alma Fonda Fina.
What?
Alma Fonda Fina. Like you've never heard of it.
I feel like you're not saying it right.
And it says, is on its way to the top as it becomes a finalist. Thumbs up for that one, too. Alma Fonda Fina.
Alma Fonda Fina. Okay.
Over in Parker, this is in your hood, man.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah, all right. You got the Poulette. The Poulette.
I've
the
never
Poulette
heard of that.
Bake Shop.
I feel like all these are being said wrong.
They are not being said wrong. I practiced this before the show this morning. I was in the office at 4 o'clock this morning practicing the enunciation of all these. It's Poulette.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
The Poulette Bake Shop over in Parker. They, I guess they have French pastries.
Oh, wow.
And they're like the best there is.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be Poulet?
Yeah, Poulet.
The Poulet Bake Shop. No, it's Poulet. Listen to me.
Poulet.
Right.
It's the Poulet. Is... It's a French bakery, Jamie. It's called Poulet.
It's the Poulet Bakery.
It's spelled like roulette with a P. I would say Poulet.
Poulet.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Spadil. You got some couth. Whatever that means. Yeah. So I like when you
French too, right?
Yeah. When you chime in, your couth is good. Okay. The last
yes.
one on the list is the Yacht Club. The Yacht Club, that sounds really fancy, doesn't it?
The Yacht
it? In
Club?
Denver. Yeah, it's called the Yacht Club. It's a sleek Cocktail Lounge offers spirit-based drinks, beer, and wine.
Wow.
Along with dim sum. Dim sum style snacks.
Consider we don't have any.
I like dim sum. What is dim sum?
They roll around with a cart of different kinds of foods.
Yeah.
And so it's usually, well, we went on a Sunday. They roll around with all these different kinds of foods, and you just pick out. There's small plates.
So it's like, give dim sum of that, and I'll take some of this, right? Is that why they call it that? No, you say give dim sum, and then I'll take some.
Did he mention it's Father's Day weekend?
Where are you going? Jamie, you cannot leave the show today. Just saying. Father's Day weekend. Be sure to hit any of these if you get a chance. Take dear old dad out for lunch, for dinner. Just show him you care. That's all he's asking for.
BJ and Jamie.
Sorry about this.
Well, I was just singing my favorite song.
Folks, we have some breaking news for you. This is breaking news. I know that's your favorite song. You love that anxiety song.
I do.
But at the same time, when big news happens, we have to break into whatever song is playing, even though it's just a killer song. We have a earthquake.
We had.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, 10 minutes ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, 2.9 earthquake hit 4 miles from Decano, Colorado. I guess it's right by, it's that way.
Yeah, it's up north.
Yeah,
it's up north. I know that. So I've been through
there. Right past Broomfield.
Yeah.
So it's called Decano. It's between Longmont and Broomfield. 2.9, and it happened at 6:08 a.m. this morning. People said that they felt it, and I'm going to guess it's from fracking.
No.
I bet. We don't have any fault lines here.
Don't blame it on my fracking friends,
it's
please.
It's a fracking earthquake.
It's south of Bucky's. I hope Bucky's isn't knocked off the top of the building there. That big old beaver?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They put that big beaver out there, and if that beaver gets shaking, it could fall off there. But Decano's on your way up there.
Yeah. Like I said, it's between Broomfield and Longmont. It's mostly closer to Broomfield. But at 2.9 at 6:08 this morning, and I'm telling you, it's from fracking.
Well, I don't know what's causing it, but we never get earthquakes, do we?
But there are
Colorado does.
There are fracking earthquakes.
Well, there might be, but we don't know if that's caused it. You're just taking a guess at it. I think it's probably some type of fault line.
Really? You think we have
a... There is a fracking thing up there. There's a paintball field right there that I used to play at, and like right across the street from the paintball field, fracking place.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
One of the frackers. doesn't go through
the
here,
frackers didn't so. Do it, guys.
It's not the Ring of Fire.
Could be. There's earthquakes all the time in Colorado.
And you know what? The Ring of Fire does not even hit close to Colorado.
We have mountains. Earthquakes happen here. It happens.
I'm just saying. Okay.
What was it again? 2.9?
Yeah.
Is that? We didn't feel anything.
Well, it's a pretty small earthquake.
Yeah,
but still. If anybody
here,
felt
come
it.
Come over here. Let me shake you a little bit.
Well, if anybody felt it, can you text us at 303-22 Alice? Did it rock your house or anything? Did anything fall off the shelves? Fall
no,
out of bed.
It's only 2.9. Yeah. It's just going to be a little tremble.
Yeah.
There might be somebody that was underneath the fault line. You don't know.
Okay. I'm just saying 2.9 is like.
People could probably burp louder.
Uh-huh. I felt it this morning. I'm in North Thornton.
It's like when you fart really big and it kind of shakes your body.
Yeah. Shakes the couch.
Look, we either keep talking about this or we go back to that anxiety song, okay? So that's why I'm delaying everything right now, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, big earthquake. Well,
not
little
a big earthquake.
Little earthquake this morning in Colorado, just north of.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thorn.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Apparently, we're all saying it wrong. The name of the town. How do you say it?
Decono.
Decono.
Yeah. Oh, like you knew. I love the way you jump in there with that knowledge of yours.
It's the Decono. It's the Decono Erie exit.
No, but you do that every single time. You didn't know any more than we did.
Oh, God. Let's see here. We do have a large fault here in Colorado. Okay. I've never heard of it.
Yes, we do. We wouldn't have mountains if you don't have fault.
Oh, my God. Now all of a sudden he's an earthquake fault line
expert.
I just
know that if you've got mountains,
well, I've never heard
faults.
Anybody say anything about a fault line here. Oh, usually they name it like the New Madrid is in Southern Illinois, right? Because you know about it because they talk about it. The Ring of Fire, you know about that. I've never heard them name it. Well, what's the name of it?
The Polis. Huge crack. The Polis Fault, right here in Colorado.
All right, a couple big things. First of all, congratulations to Maya Lesner. She goes to CSU, and she won the NCAA national title for shot put. So that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I saw her video.
Yeah.
Man, she can chunk that thing.
Shot puts are hard.
Ooh, lordy.
Have you ever tried to throw one?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm afraid I'll hit myself in the jaw. You know, they lay it right up here, and then you got to have the right timing.
You just, launch
it.
You just hit yourself.
Yeah. I know. I'm showing you. It's not, it doesn't look easy, and it's not easy.
It's really, really heavy. Yeah. I mean, it's heavy, because when you do track and field, or when I did, you had to, like, try out for different things.
Yeah.
Shot put was not my game.
Well, it usually takes big girls to do it. You know, you got to be pretty strong.
It's Brock Lesnar's daughter. He was a wrestler and a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that and the discus is even harder.
Oh, yeah. Because
you have to go in a circle, and then you're dizzy. Like, where the hell am I going to release this thing? Ah!
You definitely have to be big boned.
I don't think she's big boned.
Who?
Maya.
Oh, I don't know.
She's an athlete.
She's an athlete, yeah. Big boned.
I think she's muscular.
There's a lot of big boned athletes, folks. Look at Charles Barkley.
All their bones are pretty much the same.
Charles Barkley, big bone.
Yeah, dense
some
bones.
Are just
look
longer,
at the Shaq. I'll bet you his
bigger.
Bones are bigger than mine.
Some are longer. They're just not bigger.
Well, they're thicker.
No.
Can be.
They're just longer.
You don't know that. Look, folks, we either have this conversation or we play that anxiety song again. Okay? I'm just trying to help you out here.
Anyway, congratulations to her. Oh, the other big story is that Kroenke is now the sole owner of Ehlich's, the property, I think. So yesterday there was a big announcement that they bought up Ehlich's, Meow Wolf, that whole area. And the rumor is that they're going to move Ehlich's to the out by the Gaylord, which wouldn't be a bad idea. I hear that they're going to keep Meow Wolf where it is. They own the land underneath, and they're going to build a humongous performance complex around Ball Arena. It's going to include a hotel, luxury condos, shopping, a whole thing. But here's the bad part. It's not going to be ready for 20 to 25 years. 20 to 25 years.
20 to 25 years?
Yeah, I don't get why it's going to take so long.
Kroenke won't even be alive.
I know. I know.
And he's old.
And his son will be really old.
Yeah, they're all going to be gone.
His son is like, I don't know, 45 or something?
Oh, this is a pipe dream. It ain't going to happen.
And then, as you know, Bronco Stadium is going to be like the, well, we think the rumor is about a mile south of that. So it's all going to be just a huge complex. But 20 to 25 years? I don't have time for that.
That's going to be cool, though.
I'll be on a walker.
Yeah, me too. I will be around.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't,
yeah.
Jamie.
Yeah, you will.
Not at this pace. I had three Snickers yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Why?
Three, huh?
You're going to get the diabetes.
Yeah, probably.
And then we're going to have to amputate your feet.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
I'll be. You get diabetic foot wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Those things don't heal.
No, they don't.
You have to take them.
I know. But those candy bars, they're delicious.
Just remember, I was married to a guy that had to cut those things off.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Well, too bad you're still not married to him. I'd get a deal on that, wouldn't I?
I probably can still get it. We'd still talk, so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Folks, it's either this or that anxiety song. Okay? I'm just warning you. That's all I'm doing. I'm just warning you.
Okay, so just so you know, somebody said that the name of our fault line is called the Gore Range.
It's not Polis?
Gore Range Fault.
I think of the big crack. I think of him.
I used to like Polis. And then, remember, I used to like him so much, and I liked his tennis shoes.
Yeah. I like the guy, yes. I don't know him.
I don't know. I feel like he might be a little bit of a puppet.
Yeah. All right.
I'll do whatever you guys say in my tennis shoes. Anyway, all right. What else was I going to say? Hold on. There was a lot going on. Oh, How to Train Your Dragon is coming out.
What?
It's out today. A Universal live action version of the popular movie, How to Train Your Dragon. My kid loved that movie when he was little. So it's out today. I thought when I read it that it said How to Drain Your Dragon. That is a different movie.
That is a
different movie altogether. Here's the trailer for it, number two.
You're all descendants of the finest dragon fighters from everywhere the Vikings ever traveled. These beasts are a threat to all of our lands.
It's okay. I won't hurt you.
Maybe they're not as bad as we think they are.
In case you forgot, our parents' war is about to become ours.
I'm not one of them.
Wow, you've lost everything. Your father, your tribe, your best friend. What are you gonna do about it?
Probably something stupid.
Wow. That moved me.
Looks like it's gonna be good.
They're talking about
me either.
It does look like it's going to be really good.
I never saw the first one.
Oh, you didn't?
It's really good.
It's a little kid, he rides around on a dragon.
Yeah
Best buddies.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they are BFFs.
Yeah,
they have the necklaces. Both of them, one says BF and the other one says IST.
On this, that's how that started.
Yeah, so they have that necklace, it's cut in half.
Yeah,
and so he owns the side that says BF and the other guy owns the IST earned.
Sounds exciting.
When you put them together, it says best friend.
Yeah, they're always together, even when they're apart.
All right.
I always wanted that necklace from Avon. My mom's like, that's dumb. I'm like, I really will. Michelle will get the other side of it, and I'll get this side. My mom's like, no. Avon. All right, anyway, Oprah Winfrey, this is kind of mean. She says the reason why she didn't have children, I've always wondered that, by the way. She said it's because of Barbara Walters. I guess Barbara Walters adopted a child. Her name was Jacqueline. And I guess her daughter gave Barbara Walters a lot of problems. At one point, her daughter ran away from home when she was a teenager. She ran away for a month. They couldn't find her. And that's when Oprah said, nope, I'm not having kids.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. It's dumb.
She said, I saw how much,
really?
How many problems she had with that child, and I didn't want any kind of part of that because it was so stressful for her.
Unbelievable.
I know, isn't it?
That is the I don't even have words for it. It's just so stupid.
Yeah, she said.
You look at somebody that's got a kid, and that kid's out of control, and that's the reason you don't have kids.
I know, that's a weird. It's,
yeah, really. That's your decision. That's why you did that. That makes no sense.
When I saw, before I had a kid, when I saw somebody with an out of control kid or with problems or whatever, I'd be like, I know for me, I'd be like, my kid is never going to be like that. That's what you say to yourself, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You don't say, oh, I'm never having kids. You just say, I'm going
to. That just seems like a headline.
Well,
that she's just trying to get a headline.
Oh, she is?
Well, yeah.
I was like, she did say it, though.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's her trying to get the attention.
Got it. And then finally, I have a list of free therapy for you guys. So it says, did you know that it's easy to, like, if you suffer from depression or, like, if you're having a bad day or whatever, that it's easy to fix yourself? Did you know that?
No.
Do you want to hear the ways that you do it?
Sure, I do.
All right. The first way is if you laugh. It changes your mood immediately.
It's easy enough.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
can you do like a joke or something?
No, I'm just saying that would change everything once you laugh.
Okay? Also, taking naps whenever you feel like it.
My God.
I agree with that.
Yeah, this is the best. Best.
A nap will change everything, right?
Laugh and nap. So far, we're on the right track.
Running.
All right, stop. No. Why would I need to run after I laughed and took a nap?
It says running like just clears your head and it gives you that dopamine or whatever.
Does it say you have to do all three though?
No, these are any of them. Yeah, okay. you don't have to do all of these.
All right, two out of three.
Petting your dog or a stray dog or somebody else's dog.
Okay.
All right. Camping and hiking.
Getting
out of wherever you usually are and going somewhere.
I agree with hiking, yes. Getting out in nature, yes.
Let's see here. Talking to friends for hours and just venting about your life.
Oh, that's the best part about paintball is when we're all stretching and getting ready and we're just bitching about life. Yeah.
I just feel bad for the person that has to hear all the bitching.
Yeah.
I'll be starting running.
We all just listen to each other. Yeah.
And then finally, taking a long drive and blasting music.
Love that. Windows down, cranked up. Let's go.
Yep, it changes everything. So try any of those if over the weekend it's Father's Day and your kids don't call.
Yeah.
What are our bets this year?
That the kids call?
Yeah.
Let's see. I talked to them just this past week.
Oh, so they already count.
We're probably going to skip Father's Day.
Yeah, because that counts.
They'll chalk that up as an encounter.
Exactly. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ and Jamie, morning show. Look, if you're looking to take dear old dad out for Father's Day and you want to get to a concert, maybe he loves Post Malone and Jelly Roll. That show's in town this weekend, so there you go. Get your tickets while you can. Also, for Father's Day, do you know the Bigfoot calling contest is this weekend?
I did not know that.
He'd love to go to that.
Yeah. Where is it?
Red River Gorge.
I don't know where that
Red
is.
Red River, right? Right, Spadil? Is that right?
That's where that contest was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so it's... Well, it's back there, I think. I think it's back there. Here it is.
What? It already happened?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
I think that it's coming up, isn't it?
No, because that is all from... it's already happened.
Oh, I thought this was last year.
No. This is this year's.
I guess you can't take dear old dad now, can you?
Yeah. All right, well, there's Post Malone and Jelly Roll. You know that.
Well, let's hear it.
It won't play for some reason.
Oh, it won't? My God.
It's all locked up.
Listen, how are we number one?
Watch the button.
I don't even get it.
See? For some reason,
thanks, everybody, but I just...
Spadil, the machine died.
I don't even know why.
Look, it's either this or we play Anxiety again, okay?
God, just don't even get it.
Here, I got it right here.
Can you play it for me?
I missed that.
Speaking of animals.
Can you put that on the list for next year? When that is coming up, just warn me, okay?
Yeah, so you can
love to go.
My friend, she is in Texas. I guess they have like the world's best petting zoo in Texas. It's like it looks amazing, and like the resort is inside the petting zoo, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, right.
Well, she's going to go and pet a capybara. Capybara. Do you know what that is?
Well, I've seen them on the internet. I've never seen one live.
Yeah, but, so she is freaking out. Like, she, I guess this has been her whole dream. Here, hold on, I got a little something for you. Hold on, let me play it.
Capybara? Yeah. Capybara.
It's kind of sexy.
It is kind of cool. It is kind of cool. And he's a cute little varmint.
He is.
He really is.
But I was just thinking, I mean, like, this has been her dream her whole life, is to pet this sucker or whatever. I don't have, like, I mean, I think a sloth would be cool, you know, to see or whatever. But I don't have, like, a dream animal that I...
To pet.
We held koala bears in Australia. Yeah. That was cool. But you also know that they have that, what's that, they have... chlamydia or whatever.
Yeah.
So you have that on your brain. Like, oh, yeah. Hell, I hope I don't get the chlamydia.
Yeah, you don't want to bring that back to dinner.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. That's kind of but do you have like a thing that you've never, like an animal that you've never seen in real life that you have hopes and dreams of seeing?
Well, not to see, but I thought you were going to say to pet.
Or
to
pet.
Be next to, maybe a high five, you know, one of these. Mm-hmm. A gorilla.
A gorilla.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Like a silverback.
Yeah, if you had a gorilla that was pretty tame, kind of like, you know, maybe a neighbor or something, that you could go into the...
That Anne lady, what's her name? Remember? She was like, she's one with the gorillas.
Yeah, the monkey woman. Yeah.
What's her name?
I can't remember her name either, but she is...
She like is the... She
Diane Fossey.
No, that's not her name.
Well, even the old Michael Jackson videos with him and what was that monkey's name? Bubbles or something
Bubbles,
like that?
But Bubbles went kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know he did, but yeah. I'm just saying that I think a monkey would be cool. Now, I don't want one of those little bitty rat-looking monkeys.
Are you talking about Jane Goodall?
Yeah, Jane Goodall. Yeah, she was like the ape whisperer.
She's the ape woman.
Oh. Yeah.
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 She's on Carson, right?
Who?
Johnny Carson. What? She was on there a lot.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. Mm. Anyway. All right, well, that concludes my question.
But I think a gorilla, a big monkey, would be fun if it was tamed and it could, you know, communicate with you, hand signals and things like that. But I wouldn't want one that's pissed off. Or
yeah, well, I don't think they have, I don't think they have any that are tamed, do they?
I don't know. That lady you're talking about, she's always
Yeah, but she would get down with them. Like, yeah. But those weren't silverback, I don't think, were they?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know exactly what they were.
What
but
about you?
You see pictures with monkeys all the time.
Yeah, I would go personally a lion.
Oh,
that'd
a lion!
Be crazy,
yeah.
Really.
You know they have a lion up at the zoo up there. You know the one that's awesome,
the Cheyenne Mountain.
Yeah,
Zoo?
They have one because he roars and it scares the crap out of you. He does.
Really?
And you're like, what the hell was that? It sounds fake. You think they pipe it in.
Spadell, what about you?
Well, you know how they have all this new like DNA stuff where they're bringing animals back?
Yeah.
I want to pet a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah
boy.
Yeah.
I hope they bring dinosaurs back. I can pet a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was a fun game.
It's either this or we play anxiety. Okay, folks. Bear with me.
At this point, let's play it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.